And now let's prepare our hearts to hear the word of God. Hear God's word preached by singing number 726, Spirit of the Living God. Ask that you remain standing for the reading of our scripture sermon text, Galatians chapter 6, verses 15 through 18. At long last, the last sermon in the series of Galatians. So, praise the Lord, we made it through. And I trust and hope that we all understand the gospel of Jesus Christ better as a result. Amen? Amen. Galatians 6, starting at verse 15. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but a new creation. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. And so we pray, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, asking that you give understanding, asking that you give peace and mercy to those who walk according to the rule of the new creation. Teach us now, give us understanding. Fill us with your spirit, with your grace, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Sermon title this morning is The New Creation Rules. Living according to the rule of the new creation. So Paul is here at the bottom line of his letter to the believers at Galatia. And his bottom line is this: circumcision and uncircumcision really, in the end, don't matter. That's not the central issue. So what matters? What was Paul willing to go to the death for? Last week we talked about what he wanted to focus on, and his focus was on the glory. No glory in anything except the cross of Christ. And last week we heard five reasons why we ought to glory in the cross of Christ Jesus and nothing else. And so if you missed it, go back and hear it, because it's awesome to think about the glory of the cross of Christ. But this week, we don't want to preach last week's sermon. This week, the focus is on not the glory of the cross, but the goal of the new creation. No goal. Paul has no goal for the Galatians except the new creation in Christ. And so he says, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything or matters. What matters in Christ is the new creation." What matters in Christ is the new creation. And so in this whole letter, Paul is laboring in childbirth again until Christ is formed in the Galatians. And that's from chapter 4 and verse 19, where Paul says, "My children, with whom I am again in labor until Christ is formed in you." So he expected that Christ would be formed in them, but he didn't see it, didn't see evidence of it, and so he's laboring again that that would come about. And so, for Paul gave first place to the new creation. First place. Now, why would the Apostle Paul give first place to the new birth and the new creation? And why must we do that as well? And here's the main point. We must have the new birth in Christ, because the new birth in Christ makes all the difference in the world. Amen? We must have the new birth in Christ because the new birth makes all the difference in the world. Why did the Apostle Paul give first place to the new creation? Well, because Jesus himself gave first place to the new birth. And the classic place where we see that is in the Gospel of John, John chapter 3, and starting at verse 1. Now, some of you may be familiar with this passage, but this is the place to go when you talk about new birth. Gospel of John, chapter 3, starting at verse 1. "Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews." So here's a man who was not a down and out profligate sinner. He was considered a righteous man, a good man. "This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, 'Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.' Jesus answered and said to him, 'Truly, truly, or amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born again or born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, not quite getting it, asks the question, how can a man be born when he's old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he? Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So Jesus makes it a thing of first importance. If you're going to understand, if you're going to have spiritual sight, you must have the new birth. Amen? Amen? And so, we must have the new birth in Christ. We must have the new birth in Christ. I give a number of reasons from Scripture. First of all, we just saw this in John 3:3. The new birth gives us spiritual sight. Amen? Amen? The new birth gives us spiritual sight. Unless God opens our spiritual eyes, we will be spiritually blind, right? Anybody ever share the gospel with someone and you explain it clearly? You know, 1, 2, 3, or A, B, C, however you go through all the steps, and they just don't get it. Ever happened to you? It goes whew, right over their heads. Why? It's because they're spiritually blind. And you know what? At one point, I was spiritually blind. Amen? And so Ephesians in chapter 2 puts it this way. It says, and you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience, among whom we too all formerly lived in the lusts of the flesh. We all were there at one point, indulging in the desires of the flesh, of the mind, and we were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Hallelujah. So we need the new birth, so that we can have spiritual sight. And there's another reason why we need the new birth. And it's because God is holy. Our God, the Bible tells us, and we sang about it this morning, our God is holy, holy, holy. And our sin and blindness before God is so bad that we literally need to start all over, right? It was like last Sunday, I was about to preach. I was looking at the sermon the night before, and the Lord said, you know what? You need to start over. And so I had 3 pages that I had typed out, and but I knew that if the Lord says you need to start over, you need to start over, you can't argue with God. Amen? Amen. So I took the paper on which I had written one of the pages of the sermon and turned it over and then started writing an outline And it came out a lot better because that's what God wanted me to say. Amen?
Amen.
So sin is so bad, even for the best of us, even for Nicodemus, that we have to start all over. And so Nicodemus can't just brush himself up a little bit, you know. Jesus, teach me some of the things that you... We know that you're tight with God because you can do these things. Jesus says, listen, you need to start all over. You need to be born again. Amen?
Amen.
And it's because God is holy and because our sinful imperfection, even if we add good to it, our good is not good enough. Amen?
Amen.
And that is the offense of the cross. The way that Jesus was leading Nicodemus was actually to the cross, the cross of Christ. And we could see that in Galatians 2. Galatians 2:19, Paul says this: for through the law I died to the law, that I might live to God. Through the law I died to the law, that I might live to God. What does the law do? The law shows us that we are sinners. The law is the tutor to lead us to Christ, to lead us to the cross. Amen?
Amen.
And so even Saul of Tarsus, Pharisee of Pharisees, with respect to the keeping of the law, blameless, he died to the law that he might live to God. Amen?
Amen.
And so that's where the new birth brings us. Because if righteousness comes by the law, then what happens to the cross of Christ? Galatians 2:21. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died needlessly. Are we going to come to that point where we would say that Christ died needlessly? No way. No way. Christ dying on the cross was absolutely necessary if anyone besides Jesus is going to be saved. It had to be. And it was. And thank God that it happened. Amen?
Amen?
And so when Jesus said, it is finished, paid in full, he made the way for all of us to be born again. And so it's through the cross that we go through death to new life. Amen? So, the new birth gives us spiritual sight. The new birth enables we who are sinners to approach a holy God. The new birth enables us to enter the kingdom of God, right? Because unless we are born of water and of the Spirit, we will not be able to enter the kingdom of God. Will be outside rather than inside. But thank God, through the new birth, even we can come in. Amen?
Amen?
So the new birth enables us to enter the kingdom of God. That's from John 3:5. The new birth enables us to receive the Spirit of God. What an awesome thing that we are in line to receive the Holy Spirit of God, that the Holy Spirit of God comes to dwell in God's people. Amen?
Amen.
That is an awesome thing. Galatians 3 and 1 and 2. Paul is not afraid to call the Galatians foolish because they were foolish. You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It's like someone's put a hex on them or a spell because they aren't understanding the gospel. Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. Another way to translate is he placarded Christ or put Christ on a big billboard before them as crucified. So you can't miss it. And yet they were bewitched and fooled into believing they needed Christ plus something else. We don't need Christ plus. Christ alone is all we need for salvation. Amen. This is the only thing I want to find out from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing with faith? Or by the hearing of faith? The new birth enables us to receive the Spirit by the hearing of faith. How do we get the Spirit? Listen to the promise. Listen to the promise and believe. Believe. Believe you received and you will receive it, right? Amen? Not by works of the law. You don't receive the Spirit by works of the law. You aren't sanctified by works of the law. You're sanctified also by faith. Sanctified by obeying what you hear. Amen?
Amen.
New birth also makes us sons. Sons and daughters by faith and not slaves. Galatians 3:26 says, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus." Amen?
Amen.
And then Galatians 4:4, "But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons." Amen?
Amen.
The new birth enables us to be adopted as God's own sons and daughters in Christ. Hallelujah. The new birth also makes us one in Christ. Verse 28, Galatians 3, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free man, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." We're one in Christ. Beloved, we're family. Amen. We are all of one blood in Adam, but we go deeper than Adam because we're in Christ. We're all in one blood in Christ because of his blood shed on Calvary's tree. Hallelujah. And so we were once two, but now we are one people because of the blood of the cross. Amen?
Amen?
The new birth makes us all one in Christ. The new birth makes us not like Ishmael, but more like
Isaac.
We are not like Ishmael. Who was Ishmael? We see in Galatians 4, there was Ishmael, who was the son of the bondwoman, right? In verse 29, it says, at that time he was born according to the flesh. We're not according to the flesh anymore, brothers and sisters. We are according to the Spirit. Amen? Amen. We are miracle children of the promise. Remember that? Because that's who Isaac is. Isaac never should have existed from a human perspective, right? When was he born? He was born when his father was 99 and when his mother was 90. From a human perspective, his birth was impossible. But with men, these things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And in the same way that any of us are born again to a new and living hope is a miracle of God. Amen? Amen? The new birth is a miracle. And so, all who have trusted in Jesus as Lord and Savior are miracle children of promise. Who's a miracle child of the promise? I am. A couple of you? How many of you have trusted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? You are miracle children of the promise. And so you are not a persecutor, right? A persecutor. Isn't that what Ishmael was doing? He was mocking. He was persecuting. Verse 29, but at this time he was born according to flesh. Persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit. And so it is now also. So, we're not to mock other brothers and sisters in Christ. We're not to persecute other brothers and sisters in Christ. We're to love them because we're one flesh with them, right? We're the same spirit. We're not sons of the bondwoman. We are sons and daughters of the free woman. Amen? Amen? And then it says this. What does the scripture say? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be an heir with the son of the free woman. And so part of what we need to do as a church is cast out the spirit of the bondwoman. We shouldn't live according to the flesh. We shouldn't be mockers. You know, to be a mocker is to follow the way of wickedness. Now, why do I say that? Because the Word says that. Psalm 1. Psalm 1. And I think it's Psalm 1, verse 1. You turn there. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. Are you a scoffer? Are you a mocker? Well, let me tell you, I was born a scoffer and a mocker among scoffers and mockers. Anybody else born like that? Anybody repenting of scoffing and mocking? And that's not who we are in Christ. That's who we were in Adam. Amen? But God. Amen? He does not sit in the seat of scoffers, but one of those wonderful buts from Scripture. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers. Amen. That's who we are in Christ. God is able to take an old tree and make it into a new tree. He's able to take out the old stony heart and give us a new heart of flesh. Heart that loves God and a heart that loves those made in God's image. Amen? Amen. That's who we are in Christ. We're miracle children of the promise. Amen? And so, as a pastor, my job is to increase the Isaacs and decrease the Ishmaels. And that's all of our job. So, tell people, you don't have to live that way anymore. Amen? Ask me how I know this. Because I used to live that way, and I don't live that way anymore. God has done a work in me. He has caused me to be born again. And so I am a new creation in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have died and passed away. Behold, don't forget behold, because we need to behold. We need to look and look again and see what God has done. Behold, new things have come. And so we must have the new birth in Christ, because the new birth makes all the difference in the world. It gives us spiritual sight. It makes us right before a holy God. It enables us to enter the kingdom of God, enables us to receive God's Spirit, enables us to be sons and not slaves, enables us to be one in Christ, and makes us those miracle children of the promise, not Ishmael, but Isaac. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, again, we see the truth of the good news of Jesus Christ. And we know that we could never in a million years have figured this out or understood it, except that you revealed it to us and then open it up to us through your Holy Spirit. And so we thank you. Thank you for the gift of new birth. Thank you for causing us to be born again through your word. We pray, Lord, that we would also bear this word to our families, to our friends, to our neighbors, to our co-workers, because they need it too. The whole world needs this. The whole world needs this new birth. Because people are dying. And they're dying without Jesus. They're dying without grace and without mercy. And so we pray, have mercy, O Lord. Thank you for having mercy on us. Give us grace to pay it forward to those around us who haven't yet heard. We will thank you. We will praise you. We will give you the glory. Give us grace to live by this new rule of the new birth, that we would walk even as Jesus walked, and that you would get the glory. and the praise and the honor, because you are worthy. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.